Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland.
Don't forget, I'm offering online lessons, one-to-one lessons, not free, but you can join me, just you and me, on either WhizIQ or by Skype or by another means, and we can learn together, study for exams or just study spoken English or conversation classes, and that will cost $15 per lesson for 45 minutes. So if you're interested in that, please contact me then by email info@englishbanana.com. Have we got any questions at the moment then? So type in the box if you have any questions, or we'll just start our lesson. So today's lesson is going to be about sentence stress and connected speech. I don't do it very often, this kind of lesson. It's not really a crowd pleaser, like for example discussion or like the vocabulary lessons, but it's something really, really useful, so I hope it's going to be useful today. Raymer telling me to start, that's good, so let's start then. Okay, first thing to say is that everything we talk about today in this lesson is discussed in detail in the Talk A Lot handbook. This is a big heavy book that you can download from our website. Okay, and this covers everything about sentence stress, connected speech, and how to use the resources. So I would recommend it to you either now or later. Go to the englishbanana.com/talkalot and get hold of this handbook, because this is where it tells you in detail the methodology, how to use the resources, okay, and what it's about. Good. I've got some notes today because I don't want to make any mistakes. So if I make any mistakes, please tell me, okay, and stop me, and can go back. Right. So this assumes that we're working on the Talk A Lot course, okay? Yes, Nadia, it's possible. It's possible. So let's say that you're doing a Talk A Lot course. So on this course, there are two things which are being studied anyway, right? And that is, first of all, the phonetic alphabet, IPA, International Phonetic Alphabet, and the features of connected speech. So this is kind of integral to the course, a Talk A Lot course, and if you've been studying with me online, you will have seen this several times, I'm sure. So students should know basically about the IPA and start to learn it, learn the symbols, what sounds they make, because each symbol makes one sound, yeah. And the connected speech features we're going to look at, but how we connect together words in a sentence. So we'll look at that later in this lesson. But if you're running a Talk A Lot course, you should get your students to to look at this as a background knowledge. Okay. Right, so let's start then. I'm going to show a sentence here. I'm sure you can all see that. This is a sentence from Talkalot Intermediate, Book 1, Unit 1, Hotel. Yes, still on that topic at the moment. And I'll just read it. The pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. Okay. I'll read it nice and slowly. The pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. Okay. And now I'm going to read it quickly in the way that I might just say it normally. Okay. The pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. Blah 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 blah. Yeah. So it's a bit different, faster, with connected speech. So what is the form, first of all? What is the verb form, or tense? But we should say verb form. What is the verb form for this? Christina's got it. Mafe's got it. Future perfect. Great. Perfect answer. Can Nadia as well. Great. Any new words in this sentence? This is one of the starting sentence block sentences. Any new words here? So we should always check the students understand. Luckily, no new words, says Nadia. No, everybody's saying no. What does it mean, will have? The contraction, will have. Will have opened. Will have, says Christina. Good, so it's good just to check it. Check that students know these anything that might be irregular or look different from normal. So we check understanding of it. Okay, now what do we do next if we want to find the sentence stress? What do we do next? What is the next job? Any ideas? So we're taking this sentence, could be any sentence, but what's the first thing I should do? Okay, read it aloud to Christina, check for understanding. Yeah, let's say I've done that. How can I look for the sentence stress? So anybody, any ideas? Separate this long sentence into short parts. Not really necessary, Nadia. I'm looking for to isolate the stresses, the stress syllables. So what's the first thing I do? Christina's saying noun will have stress. That's true. Okay, so I find the stressed word, said Nadia. Okay, so now we're getting somewhere that's useful. Look for the content words in this sentence, okay? Content words, for example, nouns, main verbs, adjectives, adverbs, numbers, words which have some dictionary meaning in the sentence. So Ken saying content words should be stressed. Okay. Good evening, Vinay. Thanks for joining us. So, content words have stress. So, let's look at this sentence. Which words are content words in this sentence? Any idea? Type in the box. Words that have a dictionary meaning, which have meaning away from the sentence on their own. So type in the box, pizza, that's a noun, isn't it? Restaurant, it's a noun. Okay. Opened, that's the main verb, it's the main action. Time. Okay. Beach, okay, we've got any more? Get, or just on its own, or get back? Get or get back? Christina is saying get back. Why? Why? Back is then stressed, but why get back? Phrasal verb, non-separable. So it's a phrasal verb, Nadia is saying, and then it has stress on both syllables. Okay, great. Excellent. So now we've got the content words. Pizza, restaurant, opened, time, get back, beach. Okay. And if you said that to someone, they would probably understand you, what you're trying to say. Yeah? Because you've got all the words with some meaning. What then are the other words called? What are the other words? Not content words. What can we say? Christine is saying filler, but we've got another word for it. Marfa is saying function words. Function words. Good. The will of, by the, you from the. Okay, function words. So what kind of words are they? Function words. What kind of words? Action words? No, they're not. They're not action words. For example, articles like the. Articles. Prepositions. From the beach, yeah. Auxiliary verbs, will of, will have. Ken saying the word is not necessary to get the meaning. That's right. These are words which make the grammar correct. Maybe give us the tense or the time, and the person, like the pronouns. Bridget saying adverbs. No, adverbs have meaning. They've got their content words. So we can separate into these groups: content words or function words. Okay, and that really helps us to define the stress in the sentence. Because the problem is, often students will say the sentence every syllable with the same stress. Yeah, the pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. Yeah, or every word properly stressed, from the beach. Yeah, you. By the, every word has a full form instead of weak forms. So that's kind of our problem. Hello, Chelsea. Nice to see you today. And that makes our speech sound a little bit unnatural. Yeah. Stilted is another word for it. Not Stilton, that's different, that's a cheese. Stilted. Slow, laboured, unnatural. Can I have a drink of water, please? Yes, you can. Here you are. No, we don't want that. And that's not how we speak in English language. So, content words, function words. Let's say then pizza's got two syllables, restaurant, three syllables, opened, two syllables. So now we need to look for the stressed syllables in the content words. Stressed, which syllables have stressed? Only one per word. Yeah. Nadia is asking, do you usually mark the stressed words in the course book? Yes. So everything is marked in, especially if you look in the handbook, you can see that. And in Talk A Lot Book 3, everything is marked, all the stress stressed words and stressed syllables. Ken's asking, why is you a function word? You, because it's a pronoun. Has no meaning away from this sentence. If I said to you, beach, you can picture it. You've got to picture an image of it. It has a definite meaning. But you, it's just a grammar word. So, next thing to do is look for the stressed syllables, right? And so, pizza, pizza, which syllable is stressed here? Pizza, pizza. Type in the box if you know. First, says Bridget, pizza, okay? So I can mark like that, first syllable is stressed. Pizza, it's not pizza. Pizza? No, it isn't like that. Maybe it is in your language, I don't know. Okay, in English the stress tends to go onto the first syllable, not every time, but it has a tendency. What about the next word? Restaurant. Restaurant. So with nouns there is tendency for first syllable stress. Okay. Opened. Opened. Any ideas? First, says Ken. Opened. We don't say opened. Opened. We don't say opened. You know, opened. It's not three syllables, for sure. But if you don't know the pronunciation of the word, you might think opened. You know, in Poland, the language says every syllable is pronounced from the spelling. Opened, maybe they might say. Yeah, some students pronounce it like this, says Nadia. Yeah, because they don't know. They've never learned this. Okay. Opened. Oh. How can you know that unless you check in the dictionary and see the phonetic symbols? If you don't know the phonetic symbols, then take time, a couple of weeks, and learn it for yourself. Learn it. Opened. By the time. Time. It's one syllable, so it has the stress, full stress. The same get. The same back and beach. Okay. So one syllable words are easy, right? And so, looking at the stages, we found content words, function words, stressed syllables. So now we've got pizza, pizza restaurant. Not pizza restaurant. Pizza restaurant. If your students are making mistakes with pronunciation, it may well be stress. It's the stress. It's wrong. Pizza restaurant will have opened. Oh. Opened by the time you get back from the beach. These are the ideas or concepts in the sentence that I want to stress. Yeah, the thing, which is the pizza restaurant. Opened, that is the action, what will happen or will have happened. When, so by the time you get back from where? Beach. So these are the concepts that I want to share in the sentence, and so I'm stressing them. And in Talk A Lot books, we also think about the sounds on the stressed syllables. the vowel sounds. Okay, so for example, P, E sound, E, P, E. This is really important sound in the sentence. Res, res, eh, eh. So together, E, eh. These are sounds that I want to hear to be able to process the words. It really helps me. I'm listening for these key sounds. E, eh, pizza restaurant. E, eh. And then the other sounds can be really less important as long as these vowel sounds are there. O, it's really important, O sound. If I'm pronouncing it opened, opened, so then the stressed sound is a. So my understanding or my ability to understand this word is really much reduced. It goes down because I haven't got the stressed sound. Opened, opened, what? Opened? I've got no idea what you're talking about. Right, but you've got the right word, you've got the right word and the correct verb and the correct form, but you haven't got the right sound, the stressed sound. So the stressed sound is important. Time, I sound, I. We don't say timme, timme. I, time. Get back. We don't say good book from the beach. Good book. If I said that, you would think, what? What's he saying? So even if all the consonant sounds are right, if the consonant sounds are right but the vowel sounds are wrong, it's still hard to understand. So if your students are having problems being understood, maybe the stress is wrong and maybe the sound on the stress is wrong. This vowel sound. Got book? Get book. Get book from the butch. What? Yeah. Sounds funny, but we can get all the consonant sounds there, you know. But if the vowel sounds are wrong, we won't understand, or it'll put the block. Yeah, we'll get a block, and we'll just say, sorry, I didn't catch that. Sorry, what was that? So Nadia's got a good point. Matt, your pronunciation is RP, but people from other parts of Great Britain, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, might pronounce this differently. So, they might pronounce different vowel sounds. Good point, but then it makes it more difficult to understand them. My pronunciation is RP, received pronunciation, yeah? Somebody from another part of the UK might well say good book from the butch in their accent, but how much do they want to be understood? Do they want to be understood in their community? You know, if everybody speaks like that, that's fine, it's no problem. But in the international or national community, it is a problem or barrier. Of course, the point of learning a language is to reduce the barrier to understanding. And it can be difficult for an English person to go to Scotland, maybe to a small town or village, and to understand everything very clearly, even though it's the same words, the same language. So Ken's got another point. Only 3% of people speak RP in Britain, according to the BBC. So yeah, there are a lot of accents. There are a lot of accents in Britain. They're not all very, really strong ones. They're not all strong, but some are. Yeah. It goes back to what I said. It depends how much you want to be understood, how badly you want to be understood. My feeling is students in this class want to be understood in English. They want people to understand them. Yeah. But if you only go and speak to someone in your shop, local shop, and friends in the local pub, it's no problem. Accent is no problem at all, yeah. But this is a technique we can use for with any sentence. Take any sentence, look for the content words, function words, stressed syllables. Use a dictionary if you need the help, and then write down the vowel sounds on the stressed syllables, and then practice saying it with these stresses. You know, the pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. It's about emphasizing these sounds, stressed sounds: beach, back, get, time. Okay. Right. So, then we come on to the phonetic alphabet, and this is where you can have a lot of fun, if that's the right word, Fred. Don't forget you can download this here. Oh, it hasn't gone through. But if you cut and paste this link, you will get it. It's a PDF file with one page showing the phonetic alphabet, the sounds of English. So there are 48 sounds of English, and this page can give some guidance what they are. Okay. Right. The other point is, in the Talk A Lot materials, there's a lot of materials for practicing connected speech. For example, the connected speech templates. There are 10 of them in Talk A Lot Book 3, which you can get here. And, you know, it's hard to find material that practices this topic, connected speech. You know, sentence stress, it's fine, but the second part of it is how to connect together these stressed syllables. So fine, we've got P, res, O, time, get, back, beach. We've got these points, they're like peaks in the mountain range. But then we have to join them together so that they stand out, so that they're stressed. And that's where connected speech comes into it. So this is an opportunity to get some materials about for practicing that. They're hard to find, really. But this is a new activity that's going to be in Talk A Lot Intermediate, Book 1. And the first unit is nearly ready now. We take a sentence. So this is a sentence. And we split it into syllables. Yeah, 18 syllables in this sentence. I'm just counting them. Yeah. So each syllable is part of a word, or maybe it's a complete word, a short one. But somehow these syllables join together Some are stressed, some are not stressed. Okay. And there are different techniques used. Let's have a look at it then. These are all mixed up. They're not in order. And the idea is you would cut this out, cut them out, put them on the table. Yeah. Give them to the students in a small group, and they have to look at it, put together the sentence using these cards. So it may be that you show them the sentence, or maybe not. Maybe they can have to work it out. Depends how well they're doing. Yeah. Hello, Sashwato. Thanks for coming. Thanks for joining us. Okay. So this gives a chance to practice both phonetic alphabet and connected speech. And so we look at each of the syllables in each box. Let's start here. So this sound, it's tie. Tie has no meaning on its own, but it's part of a sentence. Tie. Though. Though. Okay. This one. Say along with me if you know this phonetic alphabet. P. Think about where it can fit in our sentence. Mu. Mu. Ba. Ba. What does it mean, this symbol? Then we've got B, A, and then a strange symbol that looks like a question mark without a dot. What does it mean? Ba. Nadia, no, I don't know. It's part of the phonetic alphabet. It's not a sound as such, but it shows that there's a very small pause here. Glottal stop is the name. And so it's not just ba, but ba. And then a little break afterwards. Ba. Okay. So once again, it's absolutely amazing, because this isn't known, this kind of thing isn't known, but it's used all the time in English speech. Glottal stop, usually to replace T at the end of a word, to replace the T sound. Ba, ba. Or to replace a sound which is too difficult to say with another sound. So this is, it's like a mysterious world of connected speech, isn't it? But it isn't mysterious. It's easy if we know, yeah. Good. Okay. Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining. Next syllable, L, L, L. What's the name of this vowel sound? It looks like upside down E. Do you know? Oh, so a few more people know this one. Yaquin, Nadia, Mafei, Schwa. So that is Schwa sound. And it's the most common sound in English, the schwa. It's unstressed sound. So if there's a syllable in a word which is not stressed, then it's probably got a schwa sound. Computer, says Bridget. Exactly. So the ER, we don't pronounce it. In computer, teacher, doctor. Today I was listening to a radio program about a shocker, and I think it was a very famous Indian ruler or leader But this is a great example of the schwa sound. We've got the stressed syllable in the middle, shock or shok, and then two schwas either side. A shocker. A shocker. Yeah. In English, we have most of our unstressed syllables include a schwa sound, and I think we'll see that today in this example. But in American English, it's different. Yeah, but it's a different, really is different English, Ken. The R is rolled. Teacher. Doctor. Lawyer. But we don't do it in British English. We don't do it. I can't teach American English because I haven't the basic qualifications for them. I'm not American. So I can only teach this one, this version. But yeah, exactly. So the schwa is so important. Maybe students don't know about the schwa. This is a good time for them to learn. Or maybe they don't know about glottal stop. A ba, ba. Then this is a good time to learn it. Next one, beach. Beach. So maybe you know this word. We, the, pum, pum, though it's schwa again. How many schwas are there on this board? How many? Count them. How many syllables have schwa? Trun, frum, res, ts, the. So Marfa's counted, that's 8. Yaquin's got 9. But there are a lot. Yeah? By the ge. Ge. So we've got here again the glottal stop. The pause after the sound. So imagine this on the table, cut out all the cards, and the students have to match them together to make a sentence. Either you tell them the sentence beforehand, or they have to work it out. It depends on their level a bit. Yeah. I've told you the sentence today, just to make it a bit easier for us. Yeah. So this sentence is represented by this, all the syllables here. Okay. And so the students put them together one by one. Let's see if you can do it then. So what is the first, going to be the first sound here? What is the first sound? And I'll write it in. I will write it on. It's hard for you to show me, but in our sentence then, which sound is going to be the first one? I think it's going to be hard to do. If I put like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, if I put a key, and then you can tell me in the grid, yeah? Okay, so we've got it now. So, the first sound then, the first syllable, what do you think? Remember the sentence. One. C. Well, let's look at our sentence again, just quickly. The pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. So, what do you think? So, which syllable can I use? And I'll mark it on. Okay, 4B, so that's the, and let's put the number 1 here. Okay, the. So what's the next syllable going to be? Type in the box, please. Next syllable is, Nadia's got it, Ken's got it, P. Okay, P. The P, the P. So what's the next syllable going to be? The P. 3D, Niku's got it, Bridget, Nadia, pizza. Okay? The pizza. The pizza. P is stressed, so we could put the stress mark maybe here. And next one. The pizza. What? Okay, the 3C. Res. Let's make number 4. Res. The pizza res. Next syllable. What do you think? Nadia's got it. Nico. Restaurant. 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 The res, it's stressed. Okay. The pizza restaurant. Next one. What do you think after that? Do you want to see the sentence again? It's the limitation of technology. It's not helping us today. But this could be on the whiteboard if it's in a classroom. Okay. So we've got the pizza restaurant. And next one, 2C. Okay. Where? The pizza restaurant, where? Next one. 1B. Without. 2A. Willa. Okay, now it starts to sound like it. The pizza restaurant Willa what? Willa. Next one. Let's keep it going. Pizza restaurant Willa. What's next? Let's look at our sentence again. The pizza restaurant. Yeah. Any ideas then? Where? We've got Willa. Now we need to get the next stress syllable. Willavo. So notice how we're joining Willavo. Willavo, it's stressed. Willavo. Next one. The pizza restaurant Willavo. Willavo. No. Oh. We need the second part of the word. Remember, we're using connected speech and we're crunching together the syllables. Willavo. What's the next sound? Consonant sound. To E. Thank you, Marfay. And can Willavo pum. Next one. The pizza restaurant Willavo pum. What's going to come next after that? One E, that's ba. One E. Not 1E. 4A. By. So we've got preposition. We'll have opened by. We'll have opened by. We'll have opened by. Okay. 2E. That we need another the. We'll have opened by the. We'll have opened by the. No. Any ideas? will have opened by the... What's the next word here? Will have opened by the... By the... The Ken's got it. By the tie... Tie... By the tie... Mew... By the time you, Nadia's got it. By the time you, next is the phrasal verb. Any idea? Yakin's got it. By the time you get, by the time you get. With that little pause at the end, after it, get, next one, one E, get back, that's easy, right? It's easy. By the time you get back, next one, come on, nearly there now, 3B, from, or from, with the weak stress, from, and then 3E, we've got, very good, from the, and last word, it's, great, beach, okay. Good. So this is something we can do online, but it probably works a lot better in the classroom where the students can actually work together, move the cards around, try things out, see how it works, yeah? But basically it's here, and then we put the stresses in, for example, get back, from the beach is stressed, and so on. Yeah, well done everybody, clap as can. But the point about this is, why we're doing that is to look at the connected speech. So if we look at the sentence in its phonetic, as phonetic symbols, yeah, the pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. Yeah. It sounds really funny if I read it slowly. If I read it slowly. I'm kind of saying it's like computer language. But if I speak normally, this is how I would say it anyway. The pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. By the time you get back, get back, I can't say that. For example, get back, t, b, doesn't work together. It's consonant meeting and doesn't work. We don't do it in English. Yeah, we use glottal stop instead. Get back from the beach. What time do you want to get back from the beach? Get back. Slow it down and it sounds a little bit strange. But normal speed, it's okay. Why? Because the vowel sound is there on the stressed syllable. Yeah. By the time you get back from the beach, get back. It's there. The main sounds are there, so we don't need to have all the consonant sounds perfectly correct. You know, will have opened. Vo, pum. Why pum? Why not opened? Will have opened by. Yeah, will have opened. But we don't speak like that. We don't speak like that. This is called assimilation, when a sound changes to meet another sound. When a consonant meets a consonant sound, probably there will be either elision, that means a sound disappears, or assimilation, that the sound changes. Now, will have opened by, if I say open, my lips are in the right place to make the next sound, b, by, open by. If I say opened, look, my lips are in the wrong place to make the next sound. Yeah. Often we link together syllables, will a v, because it's much easier for English people to start a syllable with a consonant. Not will have opened, will have opened, but will have opened. Yeah, will have opened. If you want to find somebody who speaks like that, will have opened, then fine, you know, maybe we can find somebody very posh who does speak like that. But listen to some announcers on BBC Radio 4 or BBC, and even they will use connected speech. So we're nearly there now. If you want to know more about this, then you could go to the Talk A Lot Book 3. There's a lot of work to practice, or the Talk A Lot Handbook. We can't go into too much more detail now. Okay. This is the mnemonic that I use for connected speech, glacia. It's G for glottal stops, L for linking, for example, vo, will have opened, assimilation, that a sound changes, contraction, a word is shortened, like restaurant becomes restaurant. Because the main syllable is there, the rest can be shortened, contracted. Intrusion, a new sound appears. For example, if I say this phrase, the others, I don't pronounce the others, rather I use another sound, a new sound, y sound, the others, y. In English it's written like that in the phonetic alphabet, the others. Elision is very common. If there's a t at the end of a word and the next sound is a consonant sound, probably elision will happen. Yeah, like get back. R linking as well, syllables connect with R sound. So this is the mnemonic glacia, and students should learn this. They should learn phonetic alphabet and how these sounds connect. There are four ways: consonant to consonant, consonant to vowel, vowel to consonant, and vowel to vowel. But we're much more confident if our syllables start with the consonant sound. So that's why we're so much linking goes on. Okay, so I hope that's everything clear. maybe was like a foreign language, even more foreign than English today. But some useful stuff, things to learn, things to think about. Maybe next time we'll do a crowd pleaser lesson. But for this one, this is how it works. This is how to do it, how to speak naturally, how to sound like a native speaker, get the stresses right, get the vowel sounds right, join the words together, use weak stress, use the schwas, how many schwas there are here. Yeah? How many? So many. So it's a lot to think about. Anyway, I hope you can join me next time. Probably will be on Thursday evening. If you have any feedback, please leave a comment in the feedback, because it really helps when other people want to check out the lessons. That will help me a lot if you can do that. And have you got any last questions then for today? Okay, Ken saying about the American actors. Yeah, so maybe they're not using things like connected speech. They're not using the weak forms, the sounds, the from, the le. You know, often people say, English people swallow their words. It sounds like they're swallowing their words, and we're just blah 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 blah. You know, if my wife gets angry, she start, and I'm speaking to her, she will start to make, to mimic me, my sound, and she will go bubba 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 bubba, like the rhythm of English, the stress, up and down stresses, because it sounds like a bit like just a noise, but with so many weak stresses. It can do that. The schwa sound is just it's not great sound. Nadia, I do sometimes, and I was teaching this lesson with these cards this week. So yeah, I did it a couple of times this week. You know, Bridget, is it the only solution? For me, it's the best solution I've found. If I find a better one during my lifetime, I will come onto WizIQ and I will share it with you. I promise you. But this works. I know it works. I said if Bridget. What would be your advice? Right, learn the phonetic alphabet straight away. Take 2 weeks and just learn it, okay? Use by any means necessary. I've got MP3 files on EnglishBanana.com where you can learn it. There's other sounds on the internet you can learn it. And then focus on stress syllables, vowel sounds. That three things, Nadia: IPA, stress, and vowel sounds. And you won't go wrong. Yeah. Okay. If I'm watching television, for example, and there's somebody on there, say from United Nations, from another country, speaking in English, I can hear the mistakes. It's to do with stress and sounds. So if you have the wrong stress, you're going to have the wrong vowel sound as well. Yeah, usually. So they've got all the right words and tenses. Stress is unexplored area. connected speech, it's a mystery to many, many, many teachers as well as students. Yeah? I looked into it and tried to make it more accessible to people. That's why, for example, this thing about the glacier that gives a mnemonic. These are the main techniques of connected speech, what we do. It's connected with stress as well. Yeah, of course, listen to radio programs, but you'll hear these features. You'll hear them, things like elision, where they've replaced the last letter of the word with the glottal stop. Yeah? You'll hear it, you know. Good boy, go. We don't say good boy. Maybe the Queen does when she's talking. But I don't know anybody else who would. Go, good boy, go. We take away the duh sound and replace with the glottal stop, good boy. Or good book, another example. The problem sounds are really ter and duh at the end of a word. These are problems when the next sound is a consonant. And we just get rid of them. We just lose them. Because what's important is the vowel sound. No, good book, go, go. My brain tells me that's the word good. I don't need to hear all the consonant sounds. Yeah. Okay. You can't hear the words, but you can hear the syllables, the vowel sounds. Like here, you can't see any words, maybe just beach or the. Tai, vo, pi, mu. What's important is the sound, the vowel sounds. Yeah? P, pizza restaurant. Vo, will have opened. So it's important to hear the sound than individual words. But we shouldn't speak with just individual words. We can't. The pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. That's crazy. It's nuts. Would never say that and would never speak like that, a native speaker. Or somebody maybe very eccentric would. Or if you're speaking to somebody like someone hard of hearing or hourly challenged, as we've seen. get back from the beach. Yeah. So listening, of course, but then this gives you some theory of when you're listening. This gives you the theory, so you can hear, oh right, that's the vowel sounds, that was elision because he missed off the sound at the end of the word. You know, that was assimilation, will have opened by the sound changes. This is in Talk Lot Book 3 everywhere, in every unit. We can just do quizzes or reading comprehensions until the cows come home, until everybody's goes home, but we have to do difficult things as well sometimes. the reading is easy because it's in our head, but what's difficult is speaking English. Yeah. Speaking. So this just develops it in intermediate book one, this kind of activity. Gets really look at focus on each syllable. Okay. So thanks a lot for coming today, for staying with me. It's really good to have you. This is in as well, looking to elementary book 3, Nadia. There's a lot about connected speech.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talkalot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit englishbanana.com/talkalot.